Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our man opens up the door, and I saw this massive human.
Right on.
Drake London sitting down with us. Man, it's good to see you again. How you doing?
Good. Thank you guys for having me on.
Well, man, it's been a minute since we had a chance to chop it up with you. When you got drafted, we were all excited about, you know, what was going to come and how your first rookie season would be. How did you describe it? How would you describe what last year was and where you are now as a player?
I would describe last year as pretty much all right, you know. Did some decent stuff. Had a lot of hiccups that I think I could clean up. And then, two, we didn't make it a postseason, so there's always more to grow on that. And I think I'm light years ahead of where I am at, where I was at last year to now. So I think I've been progressing a lot, and I'm just going to keep on building on it.
72 receptions and 886 yards by any other metric would be a hell of a rookie season. But obviously the NFL is all about offense. And so it seemed like when Ritter came in, you guys had a real connection. How much of that started with you in practice and then worked its way onto the field?
I think it's just the same boat that we're in. You know, we came in the same draft class, kind of put in the same dorms when we were both here for the first time. So we built the chemistry off of that, and then it just translates onto the field. I mean, he's a great player and somebody you want to throwing the ball to you, you know.
When you said, Drake London joining us here on Dukes and Bill, when you said you had an all right season, I just want to go back this for a second. Like, are you hard on yourself? When you go back and watch the tape or, you know, things happen in a game, are you easily to let that go out of your mind? I think you have to forget, right? When you drop a ball or something happens. Mm-hmm. But why do you say it was all right? Like, why do you feel that way and you're not like, yeah, man, for my rookie season, I thought I did a really good job. Why do you rate it that way?
Because you can always be better as a person, as a player, or whoever, whatever you're doing, you know. You can always keep on building at that. So I don't like failure, and I think I'm a perfectionist at that. So when I see myself fail on the field, I don't like to see that. I want to see a clean slate every time you put on the tape. So that's what I'll say to that. I just don't like to fail.
Okay.
Gotcha. And I know for everybody out there, everyone talks about the speed of the game, making that transition from college. And you played at a high level at USC. Was the playbook hard to get your head around? Or is it easier this time around?
It's easier this time around for sure. My head was spinning a little bit when this time of year last year when I was just initially here. I was out of a tempo offense, so we use hand signals while we're at SC. This one was all verbiage, so it was way different from what I was used to, and it was a little hard keeping up, but right. It's all good now. Everything's great.
You know, Carl, we always joke around about how some offense in college, it's Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick the Starfish, you know. Yeah. Like, that's like the symbol, but, yeah, this is a lot of verbiage, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As far as, you know, the newest guy, or at least the latest addition to this offense, Bijan Robinson, mm-hmm. Everybody's excited about what he brings to the table. Talk a little bit about what you've seen, and have you guys, obviously, you know, you're talking. I've heard a lot of stories about how he was FaceTiming guys and doing all kind of stuff before he even got here. What's it like with Bijan being here now?
It's great, you know. He was in the same boat that we was last year, like all of us, all the rookies who are coming in. He got a little headache right now from all the things that he's learning and trying to get used to. But, I mean, he's doing an exceptional job at just coming out here and being who he is, you know. Very humble dude, hard worker, and we're excited to have him on the team.
It is Drake London, guys, starting the show live here at Falcons. Arthur Smith's going to join us a little bit later. We're up in the new setup here. They got an unbelievable layout. So the game plan last year, Pitts goes out with an injury, so you kind of became like the focal point. And I'm not bagging on Mariota, but as we said, when Ritter came in, there seemed like there was more tempo. How difficult was it, or were there any? Was it difficult at times because you felt like, man, I could do more in this offense, or was it just a matter of just waiting your turn?
I think it's just a matter of waiting your turn, you know. You go out there and you play, and told Dez when he got his opportunity, go out there and play and let it loose, you know, and that's exactly what he did.
Did you feel that there was things that you got better at over the course of the year?
Oh, most definitely. And I think it's just comfortability of the game in general, you know. There's guys out there, vets, who are just mentally, you know, more refurbished at the game, I would say that. So they understand the game a little bit better. And once I kind of got the ropes and the steps of it, then I think I was doing a little bit better.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to go back to this Mariota thing. All right, I got to go back to this.
This is good cop, bad cop. He's being bad cop.
We are watching this. No, listen, I get it, man. You, I knew Drake to badmouth a former teammate. So I'll do it. But we watched this thing play out, and it was almost like there were times where we hoped and wished that there would be more there of Mariota maybe connecting with you guys. And I'm just curious, like, how was it for you as a player? Because as a player, I'm assuming you get frustrated knowing that maybe I was open, there's an overthrow, he misthrew me, or, you know, led me too much, or whatever the circumstances are. I'm just curious, how did you feel about that as that was playing out last year? Because we were in almost every game.
Mm-hmm. But I'll say this. For my rookie season coming in and how my head was spinning, Marcus did an amazing job of keeping me grounded, you know, helping me out wherever it was, on and off the field. And then, too, I'm just a rookie at that point. I ain't got no say. So
you have no clout.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when it comes to me saying, oh, the ball's over my head or such and such, whatever it was.
You felt like he's throwing it to you.
I don't.
All right.
I got a QB throwing me the ball. That's all I can ask for. And right. I think I'm the type of player who you throw it anywhere around me, I'm going to go get it. So I don't really care about any of that too much, you know?
Right. Fair.
Drake London's with us, guys, talking about the last season. Now we're excited. One thing we noticed at the first mini camp we got to see over at Mercedes-Benz is a lot of size. Now, I don't know if you start walking around barefoot. This Mac Hollins dude is kind of a dude. Now, I mean, is he showing you something about, like, run blocking in the pass game? Because he certainly looks like a beast out there.
No, he's definitely a lion out there, man, with his hair and stuff like that. Mac is an amazing dude. I mean, he's helping all of us in the room. Just being the ultimate leader, ultimate vet right there, you know. He's a great guy to learn after and just to keep on building the team with building this wide receiver corps.
Drake is barefoot, by the way.
Oh, I know. I saw him when he came in. That's what I said.
Still don't look at the toes, man.
Bro,
you've been kicking rocks.
That.
For real?
Hey, that start and stop is it gets to you.
That get off.
Yep.
This segment brought to you by Dr. Scholes here on Dukes and Bell.
No, when he came in the door, that's what I was like, man, he didn't have shoes on. He's taking up the full door right there. What about Kyle Pitts, man? Where's Kyle at right now? Like, where do you think he is coming off of this injury? I know we missed him at the end of last season. But there are high expectations, man, for you guys as a group, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody around the league, I know you hear the chatter, is talking about the potential of this wide receiving room and what it could be. Talk about Pitts for us.
Pitts, I mean, he's working right now, working to get back, and he's doing a great job at it. He's a unicorn, like how we all call him. I mean, he's a special athlete. I don't think you're supposed to be that big and moving how he moves, you know? Like you're saying, once we get him back and we get all the pieces together, I think we're going to be an electric offense. And I'm excited to see him on full go and a full season, too. Yeah.
Now, we don't expect you to give us a game plan, but feel free here on Duke's show. But it just seems like with Pitts and with guys like Jonnu Smith, it seems like there's a lot of matchups. They can put Bijan pretty much everywhere. We even saw that at Mercedes-Benz. You can move all over the field. You feel you'll be able to really create some mismatches this season?
Oh, most definitely. We preach positionless football out here, so anybody can line up anywhere, and if whoever has a mismatch, then he may be getting the ball or he may be going somewhere else with it. But that's what we're just trying to do is create mismatches.
Off season, what'd you do, man? Anything? Anything fun? Did you go somewhere? Did you hang out? Did you travel?
No, I'm a big homebody.
Okay.
I just went back home, saw the parents, and kind of just digested what happened in my life for the past year, you know?
Did it go that fast? Like,
yes.
Really?
It went really, really fast. I mean, while I was in it, no.
Okay.
But looking back at it, it went by really, really fast. And I just wanted to take time and like I said, digest just what just went on in my life and the goals that I accomplished and the things that I need to work on.
Yeah, it is kind of remarkable, right? When you mm-hmm. dream about it and then you're living it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're talking with Drake London, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live at Flowery Branch.
You know, one thing for certain before we cut you loose, we talked to a couple of players the last couple of weeks. It seems like everybody, they use the phrase buying in, but it just seems like this team is poised to kind of go somewhere this year. I know you only here for one season. This is a year where we could add so many pieces to address some needs on both sides of the ball. It just seems like this year for the fans to really get psyched, like we're going to do something special.
Yeah, I think you feel the energy everywhere in the city. Especially in the locker room. I mean, I think all of us have some hunger. Just to get to that postseason and show everybody what we're about, that we're not a fluke or anything like that.
I know you're a Hoops fan. Who's gonna win the chip?
Man, I don't care about that thing
come
unless
on.
The Lakers in it.
Oh, come on. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a big Cali guy. You know that.
Oh, I know that. But, hey, you know, I mean, they didn't have an answer for Joker. It seems like nobody does. Right.
Nobody. I mean, he is who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't knock that, but at the same time.
Right. So LeBron going
to
leave then?
No, LeBron wouldn't go to Dallas, right?
Huh?
He wouldn't do that.
I don't think. Why would you leave L.A.?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Kyrie's talking about trying to get him to Dallas. No? Drake's like, I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it.
No, I'm saying, but if they added somebody, you know, you could actually maybe play next year for the Lakers if you had some extra time.
Give me a 10-day contract. Let me see what I can do.
He can still hoop. Right. Man, we appreciate you stopping by. I know it's been crazy, but dude, we're cheering you on like crazy. We expect big things, and I know you do for yourself, so we appreciate you stopping by.
Appreciate you guys for having me.
Thanks, Drake.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.